Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, obviously the weather's warming up.
Yeah.
It's time to maybe go back into the wine shop. And, you know, one area that has been pretty consistently putting out some really good values in some nice sort of spring whites has been our old buddies on the Iberian Peninsula of Portugal and Spain.
Iberian, not Ibernian.
I said Iberian.
I know. I always say Ibernian. And I got to think, where are these Irish wines coming from? Anyway, you're right, Hugh. And I came across a few that I'd love to talk about. The first is Casamaro Verdejo Rueda. And 2021, $17. Rueda Verdejo is one of the most popular white wines in Spain, and this one, I think it checks all the boxes. It's light and agile, it's good acidity, fruity fruit, and it's very, very compatible with food. The color is mostly, it's kind of a medium gold, and the aroma is pure lemongrass with fruit tree blossom notes, which are sometimes slightly bitter.
Okay.
So that's lovely. The wine is very tasty with a plump, sleek texture. Very proper acidity and lovely, but restrained fruit. It doesn't go overboard, but mm-hmm. It's nice fruit there. There's a top layer of lemon zest, then sugar snap peas, all over a base of vibrant minerality, which I think is a nice combination. Interestingly, there is a burst of sweet lemon in the finish. It really finishes quite strong. So this is just a lovely wine, very easy to like. One of our favorite wines, and people should be really getting into this if they haven't already, is Vinho Verde from Portugal, the north of Portugal to be exact. This is Broadbent Vinho Verde, and Broadbent is one of the famous English families that's very deeply involved in Portugal. For $13 for this non-vintage white, you get really nice juice. It's only 9% alcohol, and it seems that way. Very nice floral and citric notes on the nose, very flavorful, slightly spritzy, which is
typical.
Kind of, that's the way they do it these days. And the flavors are very clean and strong, sort of like ginger ale and lemon soda were mixed up.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's so darn refreshing. I don't know if this is a dinner wine, but boy, it's a great one for sipping on the back deck.
Okay.
Just perfect. And finally, here's an Albariño from Lera Rey, from the Rías Baixas. 2021. This is $19. This is a refreshing Albariño with food-friendly flavors. One sip and I want a plate of a jumbo boiled shrimp with wedges of lime. You know, that would be perfect with this. The aroma is really unique. I got corn, of all things, star fruit, and snap peas. That's pretty unusual, but I swear to God, that's what I was getting. So that's how I got to report it. But on the palate, it was a lot more conventional. A bitter orange, tangerine, and a touch of dill, I think.
Dill?
Yeah, dill okay. Was nice. So a good Albariño. I liked it very much. At $19, a good deal. But my wine of the week has to be the Vinho Verde from Broadbent. At $13, you can't go wrong. You can buy a few of these bottles just to have them on hand. Very, very much fun. And we're going to put all of these wines on our website, wypr.org. Just look up Seller Notes, and you'll see what we were talking about this week. You might want to make a shopping list.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.